Okay, good evening all. I'm just going to finish up mitzvah chet over here, the 20th mitzvah of the Torah, which we said is the prohibition of bowing down to avodah zarah. So says the chinuch, dinei ha-mitzvah, the laws of this mitzvah are kigon mahi hishtachava'a. What is the definition of bowing in the first place? So we said you can't bow down to idols, but what does it mean to bow? Im b'pishat yadayim b'raglayim omi sha'a sheikh bosh panav b'karka. Is bowing down to an idol only considered bowing down if I am fully extending my hands and my feet on the ground, sort of like really like basically laying down almost in front of the idol? Is that going to be it? Or will I also transgress the prohibition of bowing down to the idol if I'm just pressing my face down against the ground? And we are also told by Chazal that we have to distance ourselves from this prohibition. So what does that mean? Kigon Masha Amru. For example, Chazal tells us, let's say there is a thorn that gets stuck in your foot, or there was some money that laying down in front of you, and it happens to be that you're right in front of an idol right now. Again, this doesn't happen so much nowadays, but it might happen. So in that situation, b'fnei avodah zarah, and this is right in front of the avodah zarah, she'ein rashai lashuach v'lam b'fnei shenira k'mishtachaveh. You cannot bow down to take the thorn out of your foot, nor can you bow down to pick up the money, because it looks like you're bowing down to the idol. The yeser prateh, and these laws and the additional laws, all mevorim b'maseches avodah zarah, can all be found in maseches avodah zarah. And finally, you know, Heges b'chum akum b'chozman, this mitzvah, this prohibition applies in all places and in all times. B'zachar menokivos to men and to women. Ve'over aleha, if a person does transgress this prohibition, hishtachavad l'shum avodah zarah ba'olam, and bows down to any avodah zarah in the world, o zibach v'hiktir v'niseich ozarak, and then he throws in the other three general, what we call objective forms of serving a god. So, or he slaughters, he slaughters an offering, burns an offering, or pours a libation, or we said also sprinkles the blood of an offering. Before the avodah zarah, but mazid, if he does it on purpose, chayev kari. So the understanding is that if he does it on purpose without any sort of forewarning and there's no witnesses, then he's liable, then God's going to get him. He's going to get kari. So he's going to get cut off. Uve edim neska, but let's say he did receive a warning and he did the prohibition in front of witnesses, then he's going to be liable to be stoned to death. Uve shogig chayev chatas, if he does it by accident, then he's going to have to bring in the korban chatas. Uve mishpatei haonesh beperek shvi b'misanhedrin. And the full elaboration of all these laws, of all the punishments for this can be found in the 7th parak of Maseches Sanhedrin. And that brings us to the end of the 28th mitzvah of the Torah. God willing, next time we'll continue with the 29th mitzvah, but for now we'll stop right here.